Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I was just looking up at the computer screen here, and we're almost through February. One more week. Have most of you, I hope, have had better weather. I was just thinking, talking to my little friends in Sacramento. Unfortunately, they're not having better weather. That they are getting weather they need. Anyway, I was looking at the chat room, like I said, sometimes when I'm talking, I shouldn't be reading. And when the Cal says, I'm not good housekeeper, this is like climbing Mount Everest, and she's getting ready for a move and changing her life. And I think that should be the theme tonight. I always like to have some idea so that we're not just, you know, we have readings, we have people calling in, and it's sometimes fun just to have a thought that if we don't have something that everybody can agree on, oh, we'll get 14 different calls and 14 different flavors, maybe our question will be prompted by you by coming with an idea, and it's change. We are in the mountainous valley of change right now, and we have people, had a gal today needing some assistance because they're having to look at finances and they're middle-aged. Another gal changing careers after a tragic car accident. Let's see, I've had a couple of, three or four today, they're short appointments, and all of them were about change. So we have a gal in the room, it's chat room, it's moving, and change is on the horizon for a lot of people, and every aspect of society is being affected by change in today's economic. So I kind of think that if we have any questions tonight, if I've prompted your thoughts, that you have change coming in your life, how's it helped or hindered you to think about and talk about it? If you have changes for me that you want to talk about, I'm open. So we're just kind of keeping it floating tonight, and we have a half dozen people in the room. Hello, everybody. It's been a while since we've seen you, Blue Diamond, and Roscoe, and lots of guests, and Balu, and Witchy Poo, what a great word. Allison the Raven. Ooh, that's a good one. Good Talking Turtle, Key Ring, Miss Moki. Like I said, a couple of guests. So it's been really fun to meet all of you and see you again. I'm a little congested. We had some overcast, some sunny days, and we comes on the heels of last week, just a little bit of rain. And I think all of us have a little something going on. So my nose is reflecting a little bit of congestion. I do have someone in the chat room, and I looked up the area code and found it was from Ohio. Who's talking in the chat room tonight? I mean, in the just as I looked at the switchboard, didn't go on. There we are. Okay, who's in the chat? Who's on the line? Here, I'm looking at the chat room at the same time I introduced our call-in. Who's area code 319? Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Susan and Haley.
Susan and Haley, is this a friend or a daughter?
A friend.
A friend. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
And
we are from Iowa.
Iowa. And Haley, hello there.
Hi.
I love girlfriends. I have met the nicest ladies having this little talk show. And Thursday night, everybody knows, I do a show with my sister. And that's also 8 o'clock California, Washington, Oregon time. Well, ladies, girlfriends, did you have a question for me tonight?
We do. We wanted to know, since we're talking about things changing,
mm-hmm.
that there's going to be a change for either one of us when it comes to men or moving.
Are you both single at the moment?
No.
So,
Haley.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know how to start that. You got me laughing. I hear the room, chat room going, oh. Are you girls now? Wait a minute. Because you're girlfriends, I'm going to call you Susan and the girlfriends in the background. Are you married and you want change? Or are you dating and you want to get rid of these guys and start fresh?
I am not married. And Haley is with the guys she wants to get rid of.
Okay. Susan, you need a man that's more equal to you. I don't know. Sometimes we get in a place of not knowing if we're good enough for the men that we're with. And we're they are not good enough for us. You have a lot of power, and I think you take men on as you have them in your life because they came into your life. I really want you to be very selective. You do have a lighter man coming, and you do have better men around you. I know in the midst of all this mess, you're going up a staircase, and you are going to have better men, whether it's a promotion or better money in your world. You need someone to appreciate you at your level. So I want you to find a nice, strong man who has his own confidence. Does that make all sense to you?
Yes. Do you know when, time-wise, this might happen?
Iowa, you have some pretty cold times. I think it's on the brink of between spring and summer. That feels like a time when you could meet somebody.
Okay.
And I want to go to Haley. Haley, I think that you tolerated and you sacrificed yourself when men mistreat you. And I feel like if you need to break away, but I want you to do it. And I want them to know, this man to know, that you've had enough of him. And I want you also to find somebody that you don't have to surrender to, that they will take you unconditionally the way you are. And I want you to stand up for your guns, okay?
All right.
Okay, you have a little darker skin, not darker hair, but he's an outdoorsy. He kind of works with his hands, or he likes to work outside. And I feel like you may meet a new man from midsummer to the end of summer, okay?
Okay.
You're very sensitive. Did anybody ever tell you you're very intuitive?
Yeah.
You're more than just a little bit. That's why you girls are together. I feel like you're very connected. Both of you are very intuitive, but Haley, you may suffer from it more than your girlfriend, Susan. So be aware of that, okay?
All right.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you, kids, for in the chat room. Thank you for putting a question in caps. Was somebody in the room, don't know if it's a man or woman, I'd like to know if I will be moving too. And it's a question mark that comes up at the end. So you may not have it in the planning now, but you're kind of saying that I'd like to know if I'd be moving too, as though a question. You do have a chance to move if you wish. It will be a forced move, but that won't be until summer. And sometimes, I'll be real fair with you guys, I can't always tell a remodeling or reshuffling of the house versus a move. If the one that wants to know if they're going to move, if it's possible, maybe with everybody else moving, I'll move also. You may be wanting to ask yourself, if I move, what is my intent? Make sure that you have all those people out there making changes and wanting to move. If you're moving, what is your intent for moving? Not just a fresh start or a job, but look at the whole area and say, for my betterment and my life lessons, I need and desire to move. You are a female, FMAIE. I would like to know when we'd be moving out of the city. Thank you. Oh, geez, so hard. I am seeing a direction of east and a little south, or south and then a little east, and there would be a change for you, more of a countryside look to me. So I do see a change for you. I'm not sure that I see it between now and summer, but between summer and maybe the fall. That's a window of opportunity. And like I told you before, my voice is not very good again tonight. Gosh darn it. My first hit I'm going to stay with, I'm just going to stay with it. Mid this summer to fall is choices to make. The problem is it this year or next? Most people say I'm pretty good with that, but I don't want you to hold me to it. It's pretty hard sometimes when indecisions can be made. I've been telling people that come to the shows, and I'm also associated with CaliforniaHaunts.org, that because of the economy, don't move unless you know there's security at the other end. We are still in a year and a half to 2 years of uncertainty. I'm going to go over to the chat room. This little gal has been sitting in here. 561 area code. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, is this Lena?
Oh, my voice.
We have a groupie here, you and Frank. I really appreciate your calling Bonnie my show. Hey, everybody listening. It's Psychic Sisters Talk. And Lena called last week, confirmed a prediction I made and prediction think that Bonnie made. So are you working yet? You went for the two interviews?
No, not yet. And I'm still, you know, still not. Although I did text my boyfriend last night, and he texted me back this morning, but I didn't talk to him or anything.
Is this the one you broke up with?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm still apart from him.
Keep the conversations. Say hello, goodbye. Oops. At this point, I feel like until you get a job, you need to keep your emotions in check and keep them, your energy to yourself, and don't give him any energy. So be very careful of that. Okay. I'm also picking up tonight with you is some information that's going to come to you. And this is so cliche, like a tarot reader. You know, they have a card that says, correspondence coming in the mail. I don't know if this is family, friends, or the job, but there's paper coming, and it's a welcome thing. I feel like there's communication to you. So let's hope it's a job, or you had to take a test, and you passed it. Feels good to me. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Good night, and all the way to Florida. Goodness sakes. We have some people in the room. You know, if you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear your voice. Guest call-in number, area code 347-205-9071. Let's see here. The one that wanted to know if they'd be moving out of the city wants to know, I would like to perform traditional ceremonies. The direction I showed you, is that where the ceremonies would be performed, or the group would be south and then a little east? I need the property to run. Okay, but how do I need to live like I did as a child? Is that the direction I was seeing for you? Yeah? Great, great. I suppose I've told you, you sound like you possibly may have, your interest would be because you're Indian. My grandmother was an Indian, and she lived in her teepee. I have a picture of her in her teepee on the property that her husband owned, which was a ranch. And from what I understand, she lived in the teepee and he lived in the house. And my grandmother Blanche and I look very, very much alike. My sister looks like our blue-eyed blonde father with the big cheekbones. I didn't get the very large cheekbones, but the rest of me looks like very fun to be associated with the Indians now. As I've got older, I've learned to appreciate that side of the family. Rocky, is it true that people who commit suicide have a hard time crossing over? I think it's the intent. If it's to punish somebody, then even in the act of suicide to punish, it's almost like you pass over and acknowledge you see the reason of it, and I think that could be hard. I was entertaining a group of people at Spirit of Grace, Citrus Heights, California, and a man from Norway, Ollie, that was the name, had a friend that he found out had killed himself in Norway just hours earlier, but from a disease, and that was probably the middle 90s. And just as he was telling about it, the man came, I think it's either roller skating or a skateboard through the room. And I says, oh, my gosh. No, they weren't. They were ice skates. That's what it was. And I says, oh, my gosh, this tall, skinny guy with ice skates on. And he's just whirling around. And Ollie said he'd only been dead about 4 hours. So I think it's intent. If it's to get out of a body that is damaged and painful and the family is suffering, I don't feel like that's a problem. I see no punishment for those who kill themselves. Remember, that's my oppression. But there seem to be different degrees of regret, shame. Oops, I wish I hadn't done that. In the early 90s, I had a lady come to me whose son leaped off a cliff. And a lot of times the spirit will be taken from the body moments, seconds, or even as the act is happening by family so they aren't suffering. And just as the people were reaching him to pull him out of his body, he came out of his body before he hit the ground, but he stayed midair because he felt like if he went to the side of the cliff, then the act that he created was permanent. So when I was told to help him, he was standing midair with his family around him, and they were trying to take him away from the spot, and he wouldn't leave. And that was the only time I'd ever seen a spirit form stay in midair. The hangings and the other violent acts, it seems that the process is finished and the soul is dropped from a tree or walked away from the car, but that was the only time I'd seen it. And there is no hell other than the sense of regret. So, and they can work through that. So that is my impression. Okay. So the person that asked, is it true that people commit suicide and have a hard time crossing over? I believe his wife had something to do with it. That's why I asked. Wow, that's kind of like murder. People who are murdered have a hard time crossing over? Not the ones I've witnessed. Witnessed. That's not what I meant. The ones where families called and asked me about it. When someone's being murdered, they are usually taken away from the scene by family. The one that I remember so much and I put in my book was a woman, and she was senior, and she was being beaten to death. And her sister, who was in spirit, who died, oh, golly, I don't remember, 15, 20 years early, came and just reached into her chest and pulled her soul right out and said, you don't have to be here for this. So a lot of times, they're taken away from the scene before the actual murders happen. Sometimes I've seen people stand up from a dead body after an act has happened, and I'm not sure the difference why some people are pulled out and some are just, they just roll right out of the body. And I actually have seen one person that was killed off the side of a road was actually angry at the person that killed him, and the spirit family was around trying to pull him away from the killer. And the idea was is that if there's divine order, in the world and in the universe, and if there's a plan, which I have a really hard time every day understanding, then this agreement before they were born with that this man would meet up with this person and kill her. So she was very upset. Try not to let the too many details out. I don't want you to think I know who you know who it is. And she was very angry, was trying to kick the killer, but she was still in spirit form. And it took her a little bit of time to calm down that this man in flesh had robbed her. The family was around and dealt with her, and it took her a little time. That's the only time I've ever got where a spirit was angry at the murder of their flesh. So that's really hard. That's really hard. Okay, so... wow, this is a great question. Those are great questions tonight. I want you to know that's very, very thoughtful, thought-provoking. I am feeling pressure in my third eye. Can you tell me what that may be? Because you said you already are aware of your third eye and you feel the pressure of that, mediums, when we first are starting out or we're expanding, because I've, you know, like tonight's an hour. It is kind of late. I wouldn't want to go an hour and a half, but when I start at 7 o'clock in a group, if I entertain for 2 to 3 hours reading 30, 40 people, I do have a pressure on the side of my face. So I feel like the pressure you're feeling is new heightened ability, and you're not knowing how to interpret it. So if I said relax with that and ask to be shown what you're supposed to see, I feel like it's interdimensional, not necessarily just spirit kind. So you may have an ability, kind of like Seth, Jane Roberts, when she wrote about the Seth materials. Feels like you have some kind of ability like that coming your way. Confirm that for me, okay? Okay, so you are confirming that in there. Question, am I chasing rainbows? Should I give up? Absolutely not. I feel one, two, you still got another rainbow. I think the universe is giving you choices, And I wouldn't want you to have any regret that you've not pursued a choice. If there's free will in the universe, don't give up your gift of having choices. There's a lot of people I talk to who are so in a place where they have no rainbows to be able to be chased. So do look at every rainbow as a gift. Okay. It throbs. Ooh. Okay. Just came from class. So you came from a class where you're developing your gifts. Wow. I love it. So be curious. Pay attention. See if you have a vision or a sense of off-world activity. What is a third eye? I do not know. Third eye. Oh, let's see here. How best to explain? I think that's the heightened awareness of interplanetary, interdimensional, a heightened awareness of auras, energy fields. It's kind of like I can close my eyes and do a reading of somebody, yet I can still see them. Is it a remote viewing access to somebody? I think the third eye is a general form for all the psychic abilities that one can develop. Third eye would tell me, I would use it as in I'm seeing something, remote viewing. The gal that wrote that note, I feel like she can see further than most of us would want to. That reminds me of a movie by Ray Milland. It was about a country doctor that invents some kind of a portion that allows him to see across the universe. If the movie was great. It was called The Man with the X-ray Eyes. So he could see under the skin and then into the muscle, into the bone, and then across the building, across the street, across the world, and across the universe. And it was a really great movie. So Ray Milland, The Man with the X-ray Eyes. So sometimes I feel like I'm developing X-ray eyes further and further than I've ever imagined. And if you stay in the business long enough, I've been this way all my life and got into this in 1990. So practicing working every day, everybody, you just almost can't help but develop the gift. So keep it up, everybody. You have seen things that seem blocked. It's like when I give a ghost development class, how to recognize ghosts and see them, you almost don't trick the eye. I don't mean to make it sound like that, but when you want to see a ghost, you have to hold up a hand mirror and you look around the room or look in the window, see reflection, because your brain is not used to that idea. So if you practice every day and you get used to the idea that the universe wants to allow you to see, then it's going to be less stressful, less scary, and less ominous to you, and then you'll be able to do it. You'll be, okay, now I believe in ghosts, and all of a sudden you see ghosts everywhere. You believe in interdimensional beings, and all of a sudden you see that. You see spirit people or ghosts. You see auras and energy fields. You see body parts. When you get used to it and practice trying to see, then the third eye will recognize it and allow it, and then you'll be seeing more and more. Very, very cool. You're not stupid for not knowing that. You're just a beginner. Don't ever say things. Not stupid by any means. Wait a minute. You're in a medical malpractice case. You need a new lawyer. Only if I have battery. Oh my gosh. How do I answer that? I don't know if you change attorneys. Only if I have battery. Can you give me a little why does this doctor continue to hurt people for many years and gets away with it? You know, girl, that is a question of the universe. You can't even write an article. Sometimes when people come to me and they have problems with somebody, I say, right, well, put an article together, put it in a newspaper and publish it. But you got to be real careful not to have slander. I think that people protect people in their own community. So a lawyer and a doctor would have protection. The idea is maybe to get people to be aware of him, so he doesn't have clients. I'm not sure you changed lawyers. It could be an economic thing, or it could be that you could trust this lawyer of yours. If you want a different lawyer, you have to make it happen. Otherwise, you'll end up with the same and stay with the same one. Okay. I was going to guess it was from slapping your forehead, thinking it was just 20 miles away. I need more work, obviously. You guys are so good. You know, and it's fun to look in the chat room because there's so many different colors and people are typing, and it's really fun. It's really fun. How's everybody's weather? I heard California had an inch and a half more rain than the Bay Area, and Sacramento had a whole inch. Here in Arizona, below Tucson, like I said, a lot of clouds, humidity. Everybody's suffering from allergies. Doesn't seem to be where you, no matter where you live, you got too much rain, mold sets in, or too much green, or too much dust. Oh, gosh. Okay, so let me give the call-in number, 347-205-9071. Pennsylvania is cold. Brr. Oh, my gosh, I guess. So you're from Pennsylvania. Recognize some more people coming in your room. Always enjoy you kids. Always enjoy all of you coming in. Warmer in Canada. Oh, my sister lives the most north part of Seattle, and she's actually in a peninsula where they have less turbulent weather than the rest of Seattle and the rest of Washington, some Squamish Island area. So it's really amazing. Toronto, oh, my word, waiting for the March thaw. It did feel like the barometer changed a little bit, and sometimes people say they have colds more often because of the barometer change. I'm not familiar with that, but certainly, 1st of March, I imagine a lot of us are going to go out and see if we can see some sun and say spring is here. Yes, Mother Earth does have her own growing pains going on. And we started the show talking about change. Are you paying attention to my ladies I talked to today? And there's so much change going on. Every one of them is changing things in their life, more so than ever before. Okay, New Haven, Connecticut, still windy and cold. Barometer pressure, uh-huh. Well, hello, Lena Rose. All my girlfriends and gentlemen that talk to me almost every week. You know, Bonnie and I do our show, so you're always welcome to go over there. And Bonnie had a lot of change. She was working for a law firm, and they were the attorneys for Lehman Brothers. So when we heard Lehman Brothers was going, you know, break down and not be viable anymore, we talked, and I says, oh, my gosh, Bonnie, how's that going to affect you? And she says, I think I've lost my job. And 2 weeks later, they let her go. So she's said, well, Nancy, I want to do a radio show with you. And she says, this is the best time ever. She's got some fabulous leads for some jobs, and I'm kind of hoping that it'll leave her evening free. We're having a lot of fun. I was just reading sometimes I get involved with the chat room. Winnipeg weather, brr. How does weather affect psychic gifts? What a great question. I actually work easier when the weather or I'm cooler. In the middle of summer, when I was doing the cemetery tours with John Betancourt at the old Sacramento Cemetery, when it got to be 90 degrees, it was very, very difficult to do readings. So as it gets hotter, or a very dense barometer reading because of the heat, it seems to apply a lot of pressure against my skin. Not only is it uncomfortably hot walking on cemetery, but even in the house, it feels tight against me. So I think moving about my life force, the energy is done when it's cooler. You would think evening time, but I get up sometimes pretty early. Today I got up really early, so I find also, which is amazing, might even people around me mention it, I can be tired, I can have a sore throat, but the psychic ability never wanes. So as long as I'm comfortable temperature-wise, I have the windows open and upstairs now. I don't know what the temperature was today. I think it was 75 here, even though the barometer was a little higher. The cooler the weather, the better I feel. Now, I'm not talking snow, because then you bundle up. But if I can keep at a moderate temperature, psychic work can be very easy. So that's it. Okay. Oh, you like the heat. I'm not warm. I like warm weather, and my sister prefers cool weather. She likes to live up there, and she likes just the cooler weather. She likes clothing. She likes to do that. In my early years, I was a runner, always been an athlete, always been on horses. So I'm the kind of person, I like shorts and T-shirts. So, you know, very cool weather. I mean, I like wear cooler clothing, but my sister's intuitive. So I think it's a preference. I'm sure that there is a lot of good psychic medium peoples out there who prefer to live in the colder climates. I just prefer to be in the warmer climate, like Arizona. I think too, but this is Snowda. I see that you put the word snow in your word. And then we have someone from Canada, like the polar bears. Oh, good fun. Well, while we're waiting, someone today had gone to my website. She had found me, and she liked the commercial that I have on my website. And Lisa had come to me as a client from KFBK Radio in Sacramento. She went back to work the next day, and she calls and she says, we want to do a commercial for you and have you run some ads on Coast to Coast AM. And I did. I was so flattered. And I would love to share that with you while we're just kind of waiting for a moment. Everybody's chit-chatting. There's no question in there. And I'll just play it for you guys just to give us about 45 seconds. Just wait for someone to call in. So area code 347-205-9071. Here's someone that says, I can't do readings if I just finish eating. I always have to do it on an empty stomach. There's some truth to that. I don't work as well, though I had gone out for a large pizza dinner once and went to Cannonelli's and did readings for 3 hours. So I'm not sure how soon, but if I eat something that's uncomfortable, then I am. So I always eat lighter. Maybe that's why I've kept thin over the years. So here's my little commercial, and I'll be right back.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, that helped. Thank you, thank you. And I hope you enjoyed the little commercial. Gave me a chance to have a couple sips of my warm coffee. Like I said, I've had a little bit of allergy. And I think a lot of people do this time of year. Yes, I don't know who you're asking, but yes, I've had my dinner had some vegetarian stew. That doesn't sound very good, but I love it. Okay. Someone's running to the fridge. Oh, golly. You guys are just having so much fun. Here we have a new one. Sal, hello. Hello, Sal. And then we have another one. O-R-G-G-G. Oh, wow, that's a great. You kids, once in a while, we'll do a show on how you got such great call names and what they all mean. I'm not that. I just put my name so much easier. I probably, after all the websites I've started, they all have different passwords. It's hard to keep track. Someone's saying they have the ability to do healings. There's so many great books out there, and I've promoted this woman. I'm surprised she hasn't called me. Barbara Brenneman, Hands of Light and Healing Hands. There's many, many so great books out there on healing. But remember, it's a visual. When I do healing, remote healing, I see the spot, I feel the spot, And once you can feel it and identify the exact spot, then what you're doing is you're sending energy to it. So intent and zero in like a needle, like a darning needle. Put your mind to a darning needle and you can do it remotely. Yes, hello. Hello, Val. Don't try to make sense. They have meaning always. Yeah. Oh, I just had someone in the... Someone just called in and then I lost them. So call back. We have 24 minutes. We started the show tonight, Sal, with all the people who've been asking questions about change in their life. Echo Bodine, Hand That Heal. There's another book. There's so many great books out there on healing, remote viewing, or energy. There's so many books. And people say, oh, I'm going to write a book on this, but there's so many more out there. Remember, it's the new books that get on the shelf that people want to look at. And believe it or not, the first one of mine that came out in 94, Amazon is selling this thing. You know, it just keeps on going. So don't hesitate to write a book for your generation that you'll write it for. So someone in the room is agonizing or thinking about a book. So they've either started or they're trying to start. And I feel like that person checked into the chat room early in the evening. So why don't you tell me who it is? Write something in the chat room. Because everybody, there's so many different ways. I kind of did it the hard way and found myself a publisher. But nowadays, you can get books published, self-published so easy, and that is the norm. And that is really great. Okay, here's another question. Do all psychic mediums start off by reading tarot cards? Is this true? No, it's not. I was born with this condition. And the years I was married and we rode horses, I used to be able to tell my husband that the horse would go lame before they come back. Or the neighbor's car would have something wrong. I remember we went to visit some people. And before I left, I said, Larry, I got to tell them something was wrong with the wiring underneath their car. Sure enough, something happened. It was always that way. One of my teenagers said I was the mom from hell. They could never get away with anything. And what I was doing, I was blending my energy with theirs. So I started out in a group, reading eight people on the first night. And I did it by the touching of an object called psychometry. After a couple of weeks, a gentleman named I just forgot his name. He was such a good friend of mine. He passed away a few years later. Anyway, he was noticing that I was looking at the person, not necessarily needing the object. So he said, put the object on the plate and look at it, and I was able to do readings. And then they said, you're not needing that either. So they took away the object and said, just look at somebody. And shortly after that, within a couple months, that more and more people were coming to the church. And then I started doing phone readings. The reason I like any kind of tarot or psychometry is that I needed to control turning on the gift and turning off the gift. So if you, there's so many cards and it's kind of laborious to learn tarot. If you started by touching objects, learning to control the gift is the key. Tarot card is another way of controlling the gift. Tarot cards are great because it gives you a thought or question to ask someone's higher self. So when I do a reading, I need to know what you want them to talk about. Like a question. I can read somebody like the girlfriends that called in, but they were talking about boyfriends, so I knew where to look. Every aspect of your life has its own thread in time. So as many thoughts, actions, people, place, and things in your life, as many hairs on your head, you have all those actions. Someone says, oh, just read me. I go, in what direction? Past, present, future, people, place, or thing. So tarot cards takes away from not knowing what you want to talk about. So there's 400 and some decks out there, and I own a couple, three or four, because I think the artwork is absolutely gorgeous. I don't do tarot readings. I have two girlfriends that I do that with, and it's because we just enjoy them. So tarot is a very acceptable way of doing it, if that's the way you want to, as long as you use your psychic ability as a form of getting information, but use the tarot as a means of asking the question. Spiritual Healing by Jack Angelo. That's great. Well, that's about by my experience. What percentage of psychics are truly gifted? Well, I guess that's the question of the century. I think if I said, I believe 95% of us have a gift. How's that? Truly, I really wouldn't know how to answer that. Because I know so many well-intentioned, God-fearing people who want to help others, but maybe they don't have the gift like I do. So how can I say they're not or should not be in the psychic fairs? I just like everybody to be in it. If you have any ability at all and you can help someone who's in pain, you need to jump right up there. So who are really truly gifted? People say I'm pretty gifted, but I wouldn't know where I rank. Maybe I wouldn't want to know because people have said to me, gee, Merry Christmas, Nancy, this and that. That's an awesome. That's great. I'm not a wealthy woman. This is hard work. So in some ways, people say, Nancy, I want to be you. I'm writing class materials. I'll help you get there. To be 100% right all the time, I'm okay with 95%. And the reason is I don't want to be 100%. A new guy that was 100% right all the time, he wore sandals, walked on water. And that's too hard to live up to. How's that? Okay. Nancy, got to answer everything, huh? Oh, have you not been able to reach someone yet? Do you get blocked? Absolutely. In all these years, I actually turned three people away. I just didn't want to start reading them. And I felt like spiritually we were not supposed to touch base. There are people that are difficult to read, and I'll tell them they're like holding onto a bar of soap because the emotion is so great around them. Camille, I could not read. She's a wonderful, dear friend of mine. She was on very, very heavy pain medication. Sometimes I'll talk to somebody who has so much anxiety. They're so afraid, and it's hard to jump into the pond of oatmeal and swim through it to the other side. And I will tell them that one gal, I tell her, I said, your energy is like the atomic bomb going off. And then I'll say to her, you have two men in your life. I can't tell you which one you're going to marry. So there are situations, but I have, most of the time I can read people. I just do. So anyway, so here we go with 310 area code. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Well, hello there. And 310 area code, is that California?
Yes, it is.
Where is that?
That's Los Angeles.
It is. So what's your first name?
It's Vince.
Hello, Vince. And how can I help you tonight, sir?
Well, I got a couple of situations going. First of all, I have got a lawsuit against a former employer for a wrongful termination.
Oh.
And yeah, and what they're doing right now, in fact, I just found out, I think it's illegal what they're doing, because what they're doing is they're interviewing a list of witnesses that I gave to my lawyer. And they can interview my witnesses, but the problem is they were supposed to notify my lawyer first, ahead of time, prior to. They didn't do that. And now I came up with also new evidence that the union misrepresented me. So my first questions are, am I going to prevail against the lawsuit against...
I just need to stop you a little bit, because, Vince, you've got to be really careful. This is on radio, and I average... kind of getting up to like 120 people a week. So I want to be real careful. Whoever fired you, he was out to get you. And it's
right.
Almost like he tracked everybody down who could, he could get as much information on you. So it's kind of hard because a lot of it's circumstantial, or he
right.
knows people that can stand up against you. I do feel like he's going to get in trouble for interviewing these people. It's like maybe the interviewers won't stand up in court, or they're going to collect the information and not be able to use it, but they're going to do hearsay. So I don't think that's going to hold up. But I want you to be very careful how you present evidence, because you said your union is not the union, the big union, is not defending you. It's almost like behind the scenes, these guys are all shaking hands. It's like they don't want to fight the big boss. It's almost like you have not only your boss, but the bigger boss siding with your, it's like, it's very confusing, but it's almost like a coercion behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's not just me doing it. About four or five other guys that they also fired. Different circumstances, but basically the same reason and the same situation. And I have witnesses now, and I'm going to have documented proof soon that the union misrepresented me as well as the others.
Okay, so I want let me stop a second because I have to go on. You know how hard this is. I can't give you too much time. What I'm going to be really careful how I word this. It's you already said it was circumstances, circumstantial, like I said, and it's going to be really, really hard to win this. So I want you, even though you have four or five guys, you get your attorneys to kind of collaborate all information and get something solid because I feel like their hearsay could win.
Okay.
You understand that? Now, I'm being real square with you, guy. Because if I don't tell you, I say, oh, you're going to win. Everything is really wonderful. You've got to work harder at this because it's almost like a bunch of guys sitting around the bar table and they're all drinking beer and they're all conspiring against you because they cannot lose. They say, we cannot lose. And then they're talking handshakes with the union people. It's like the union people are afraid to attack them also because you're talking about one or two, three different levels of managers.
Right, right.
Is that right?
Well, so that's the thing is I want to ask is if I'm going to prevail with the lawsuit against the company and the union.
Like I said, at the moment, you're going to have to work really, really hard at it. And, you know, you wouldn't want me to say that if I didn't get it, right?
Right.
Okay, so what I'm looking for, this lawsuits are really, really hard. And the reason is that it feels like a ping pong ball back and forth. But I got this really quick. So I want you to look for ironclad details, something they can't fight against, and then you'll win. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
All right.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Oh, as hard as it is nowadays, and then the people, oh, wow. Okay, so 714 area code. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Yvette.
Oh, hello. What a great name. What state are you in?
California.
Oh, you are. Here I recognize 310, but not 714. Well, young lady, Yvette, what can I do for you tonight?
I was interested in knowing what you see coming up for me with, like, career and if I'm going to be moving also, possibly. Like, if I'm on the
right path. Get a job. Pardon me?
Like, if I'm on the right path to my career, I'm planning on.
You have not got the job yet. Are you looking outside of the area that would prompt a move?
We're hoping to move soon. We're not really looking yet. We're just kind of saving money.
I feel like you're going to be finding a job that will prompt you an opportunity to relocate. Is that you or your partner? You said we.
My husband, yeah. Well, right now we're waiting for him to hopefully get his future job and go on training. He'll be gone for like 5 months.
So in the meantime, I'll just be waiting. Okay, that could be what I was trying to pick up. The future job, the training, it will be somewhere else. You could get a job where you are. You're going to follow him to a new location, and then you're going to get your job a little south and then further east, like on the other side of the community. So I feel like you're doing everything right. You're right on track. Okay?
Do you see us moving closer to water or more towards mountainous?
Away from water. It looks like east of you.
Okay.
All right, sweet. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Someone's asking, do I need surgery repair? This is, you're going to have it done, and it feels really, really easy. Just go, girl. Get it done, okay? It feels some time out, so I don't know if I'm looking at summer, but get it done because it's fairly easy and quick. And then Cheryl's asking about my lawsuit. I need more than that. So many lawsuits. Absolutely. Lawyer's making the money, I guess. I kind of feel like it's the economy. I had a gal call me today, and she was stopped at the light. And someone just smashed into her and broke a lot of body parts. So there's a lawsuit. I'm not sure a distraction of This was 4 months ago, so it was right at the height of everybody being angry about the economy. I don't know what's going on, but certainly lawsuits are a lot of change. Okay. I think I missed a question. Oops. So sometimes it's hard to read the room when I'm talking to somebody. Everybody, I think I said someone was saying hello to me. Someone's eating cherries. School conferences. A lot of California calls. Yes, East Coast usually gives me a lot of calls. That's because those of us on the East Coast are all sleeping. Okay. California theme tonight, yes. They're not struggling trying to keep warm, although it's raining. You don't have to shoot your offspring. What type of psychic is one who can spell the darkness and types the darkness and still be able to see light and feel love? Ooh, I don't know if I can go there. Let's see. What type of psychic is one who can feel the darkness and types of darkness and still be able to see light and feel love? Boy, that's a big question. I'm not sure I follow it. Remote viewers can look anywhere on the planet and always see daytime. There's darkness or evil or instability out there. And if you are standing in the light, it will not bother you. And that's how I am. I have a great, amazing amount of faith. I even became a spiritualist minister, which I don't tell people because it's like, that's what I'm about. My big sister's still trying to figure out if I'm related to her or not, speaking of. Oh, yeah. I think she's just doubting. Okay. I'm Tom. Oh, there it was. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. I have a little allergies. My voice, you know, you kind of have that nasal going on. It feels like you're not free of it. So it's kind of like in my face. Lena Rose, where are you from? You're a night owl? That's a nice question. When you're reading people, do you see different lights around them? I have 31 flavors in my head, and I switch 3 or 4 at a time. I see energy differences around people. Like when I read you, there's lighter energy around your mind, but not on your upper shoulders or the top of your shoulders going into your neck. So that heavier energy, I'd be curious to know if you your shoulders are sore, your back is sore, because the accumulation of energy tells me that your body needs more there. As far as bright lights, when I read Hands of Light, Healing Hands by Barbara Brenneman, when I want to see those, I call them the lights. I see different colors. But our eyes retract light differently. And so what I would see is a pink or blue, a purple for one person, would someone see in different hues. So when I ask for colors, I will see colors. When I just want density, I see density, and it doesn't matter. It's just sometimes people ask me, I did a fair in Phoenix, and I read aura photography pictures for 3 days, and I absolutely loved it. It was like 2 years ago. So, and I happened to be right. I was reading people and talking about things, and they go, oh my gosh, you're right. I was just looking at the photograph. So I believe we carry our past, our present, and our future in our energy, that we are a piece of a film like in a movie. And so the left side of a person, the right side of a person, I was looking at them, which would be on my left, was the past, the present, and then the other side was the future, and I was able to do that. So I think that you train your brain to see it that way. It would show you, when you're reading people, do you see different lights around them that the people on the side would show you? Spirit kind, I don't see bores around them. Just flesh people. How's that? Spirit kind, I'll see colors if they want me to see them, but a lot of times they're more or less solid, more or less light and dark colors of outfits. Angel, you have allergies too, huh? Thank you for saying my sister's a sweetheart. She really is. She's absolutely amazing. At least I didn't wait for my bite to spring. I didn't get that one. You survived then. Okay. Yes, I have. Good call, Nancy. Okay. This person said, when I was a kid, I once had blue light around my dad. Could I have seen an aura? Absolutely. I wonder if boys are easier than girls to read. They are certainly more interesting to look at times. I was given a chance to go to a wonderful Mexican restaurant at Arden Fair Mall by a gentleman. Took me out. I never, hardly ever drink. It just doesn't come into my thoughts. He took me out to get a margarita, and a fight started in the area where the bar was, and there was a little eating. People were having hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And the place cleaned out except for me and my friend. And it was years and years ago, and Cliff said to me, you're actually enjoying this, aren't you? And I said, oh, my gosh, the energy on these people. And I could give a whole show just on that. It was just fascinating. It was shooting up, and the energy went in front of the people as they were running out, and the backsides of them were just empty of all life force because it was just pushing out in front. Oh, golly. Yeah, it was really great. I really have fun. I got 3 minutes left. Okay, kids, you know where my website is if you need more help. It's nancymaps.com. And if you want Bonnie, if I didn't answer your questions, you can always try our show. And this is where we give our free readings. I do have shows with California Haunts, but Char's had some family issues. Her father's been pretty ill, so she's been putting her shows off. And we're just back, getting back on track. And we do talk EPPs, ghosts, more esoteric and paranormal. So if you need to know what it feels like to get a psychic reading, you come to this show and my sister's. If you want more stuff, so go to my site, nancymaps.com, and scroll down. You'll see all the stuff I'm involved with. I'm glutton for punishment. Okay. Oh, Angel Wing. Nancy, I just loved your show with spiritual sorcery. It was awesome. Actually, it was a wonderful show. I talked about my book, Help Get Me Out of This Funk, and how it parlays and works with time travel. So that was really great. So if you want to listen to that, go to my show, and the link is on there. And it's linked up to the Spiritual Sorcery and Nick's show, and listen. Well, thank you very much, and I had a great night. Can Bonnie read herself? No. She can read me a little bit, and I can read her more. I can't read myself. Bonnie can't read herself. We get hunches, but not the same as I can help you through. Great book. Thank you very much. And the other one is on psychic development. So if you kids want to know about my books, the website's also there. And, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I had a fun night considering the allergies. I think it went pretty well. No, not like time travel. It's book on how we travel our own time and we get in a loop. That's what the book Help Get Me Out of This Funk is about. So, okay, thank you. I've really had fun with you people tonight. Why can't psychics read themselves? Too much emotion. I cannot read my husband because what I would read of him could affect me. So we cannot read ourselves because the outcome could be changed by our emotions. Oh, I only have a minute left. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. It's been a pleasure. And it's been a pleasure to read all the new people that are joining us week after week. Okay? We had quite a few people in tonight. I hope I helped as much as you can. I'm just reading the chat room. Sweet dreams, everybody. Sweet dreams. Only got a minute left, so I'll play the commercial and say goodnight.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.